You're listening to Real World News, Food Sovereignty and GMO.
Interview with Veronica Maturano from the UST Mendoza on water, land and peasant development. The Argentinian province of Mendoza is always featured in tourism magazines, TV shows and websites due to their typical products, olives, vines and tomatoes. However, peasants are suffering the other side of this image that has managed to sell Mendoza to the world, benefiting a few big companies. The struggle for water, which is concentrated in a few consortiums, in addition to the struggle for land, for a healthy and sustainable production, and for fair industrialization and trade, are part of the daily work of the Union of Landless Rural Workers, UST, from Mendoza, member of the Argentinian National Peasant and Indigenous Movement, which has just celebrated its first conference in Buenos Aires. Veronica Maturano, one of the spokespeople of the province, was interviewed by Real World Radio. She talked about the conference carried out in Esteban Echeverria, Buenos Aires, with over 1,500 delegates who marched together with other organizations to Plaza de Mayo on Tuesday the 14th to demand the political power of the capital city to promote peasant production as a way to get healthy food at a fair price for the population. Our main problems in the territories are water concentration and land grabbing by big companies, said Veronica. She also talked about the experience of wine production by peasants. 7 years ago, the UST fought against the eviction of a family who had inhabited the place for generations, confronting the trucks with organized work. We consider this a victory because through marches and mobilizations, 38 hectares were granted to the family who was going to be evicted. In addition, their irrigation system was extended so that they can produce, said the peasant activist at the conference of the National Movement.
You're listening to Real World News.